Welcome, everyone. You have joined Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater, Florida. And I am Pastor Marcia McAllister, and I am so glad to be able to be here with you live in the studio today. And this is a holiday weekend, as some of you know, and probably all of you know, July 4th weekend, and we're excited about our freedoms. And Deb and Alice, did I see that you just called in over there?
Clearwater, Florida.
Yeah, Clearwater, Florida.
Pastor McAllister, and
wow.
I am so glad to be.
Okay, hang on. We got a problem here with the audio. Let's see. Okay, hang on. And our listening audience, they'll straighten that out in the booth. They just were playing what I exactly just said. Anyway, it's a gorgeous day in Clearwater, Florida. We're happy to be with you live, as always. And we are in an exciting time at Beacon of Hope. We are teaching a new series entitled Chosen. And it comes from the book of 1 Peter. So today we are going to go over some really great stuff in 1 Peter. And I think it's going to be a blessing to you. And we hope you have your Bibles. If not, you still have time to run and grab it in a notebook. And we're going to talk about some of these unbelievable and absolutely blessed passages of Scripture that are going to help you in your daily walk. Wherever you might be, you've been celebrating, I'm sure, this 4th of July weekend, the freedoms that we have. And we are so blessed to live in a country where we have the right and the ability to be on the airwaves and to talk about Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And that's exciting that we have that ability. In some countries, that is not possible. So it's great that we can share with you today in total freedom. And Deb and Alice, now are you back on the line?
We're here.
All right. I don't know what was going on there for a minute, but so you can hear me okay. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. And we actually managed to get an internet connection.
Oh, you did? That's fantastic. Good.
We're looking at you right now.
All right. Okay. Well, one thing, I'll just do that while we're talking here. And you can see I'm going to hold it up here. And we've got one of these for each of you, Deb and Alice. These are our radio broadcast shirts, and we had a bunch more made up because we needed them last weekend for the festival. And they say Living the Good Life. I don't know if you can see it where you are, and it says a radio broadcast, talk radio for real hope, real truth, real life, real people. On the back of it, it's pretty cool. It's like a postcard, and it says, what? Talk radio? Where? Tan Talk, 1340 AM. That's what you're listening to. When? Sundays at 4:30. Living the Good Life, a radio broadcast to you from beaconofhopeministries.com. We're going to send those to you guys if you'll forward us your address, Deb. And how about that?
We'll be glad to.
You'll be glad to get these, and you can wear them, right? And be bright yellow like Big Bird. And also to those that choose to send an offering or donation, you can get one of these shirts too. We'll be happy to send it to you free of charge, and we'll actually even pay for the postage. So that's kind of cool. So how's everything in Houston? And did you notice we came on the air a couple minutes early?
Yeah, I did notice. I was scrambling for the phone.
All right. That's all right.
It is hot in Houston.
It's hot.
I hear it's hot in Tampa.
It is.
I don't know if we got a cool front or any whatever, but last night it actually kind of cooled off a little bit, and it was nice this morning. But
Good.
We're sitting on our patio in the heat, watching you on the internet and talking to you on the phone.
There you go. You can't beat that. We have a great topic today, Deb and Alice. Alice, you're there too, I assume.
I am here.
Cool. Good to talk to you guys. We miss you. And some of our listening audience know that Deb and Alice were here in Tampa Bay for several months, and then Alice's job took them back to Houston. And so reluctantly, we let them pack up and leave, but they're still an active part of our ministry at Beacon of Hope. There's been a lot of good things happening, Deb and Alice, a lot of answers to prayer. Our dear Jeannie was in church this morning.
Oh,
and
my God.
How about that? She was in her wheelchair, but I tell you what, doing good. And she has been a part of the ministry since we began 8 years ago. And she's been going through all kinds of issues and fell and broke an arm dislocated a shoulder several weeks back, and then has been in rehabilitation since. But she really is improving. We are really glad that God is answering these prayers that go up all the time, guys.
God does an awesome job in answering our prayers.
Yes, and he's answering a lot of them out there in the Texas area, too. I know that there's a lot of people out there that are also on our prayer line and get our requests, and we pray for them, they pray for us, and that's a good thing, isn't it?
It's an awesome thing, and, you know, the other day I was checking my Facebook at work, and a high school friend of mine had posted just a little quick couple-line blurb about, boy, we sure do need rain, God send rain, and a couple of my other friends from high school, they chimed in and said, oh, amen, amen. So my comment was an actual prayer, and I prayed for God to send us rain in Houston and send rain in the Texas area, and that was probably about 11 o'clock in the morning, and when I left my office at 5 o'clock that evening, it was pouring down rain in my office.
All right.
So praise God for that.
God cares about those needs that we have too, doesn't he? He really does. Yes.
Evidently he does, because he answered that prayer.
Amen.
He cares about every little thing.
Absolutely. You know, we're going to talk today about prayer, and we're going to talk about how important it is in this life of being chosen by God for a destiny. You know, there's a lot of people out there, Deb and Alice, who do not realize that they are actually chosen. They think maybe it's just the pastors, the evangelists, or people that are on TV or whatever that are actually chosen of God. And I don't know, did you, either of you ever have a time in your life where you didn't realize probably that you were indeed chosen for a reason?
Up until about 9 months ago, yeah.
Okay. And that's about the time you came to Florida. All right. So I'll take that as a thank God for Beacon of Hope. So, but what happened here? I mean, do you both have a renewed sense of knowing that God's got a plan for your life that maybe you have really never realized until rather recently?
You know, Pastor, one of the things that I want to share, you know, a lot of people there know, and close friends of mine know, that I had a real difficult time when I was growing up with my relationship with my mom. It was not a good situation, and we had a very difficult relationship. And I didn't understand then, when I was a kid growing up until into my 30s, I didn't understand why I was going through everything that I was going through.
Okay.
We got people shooting off fireworks here still.
Okay, that's all right.
But, you know, it wasn't until I got there to Beacon of Hope and actually had the opportunity to talk to someone, one of the ladies there at the church, who was going through a difficult time with her mom.
Right.
And I was able to minister to her and give her words of encouragement and words of advice of, you know, things that I had to do to deal with the situation with my mom. And I could pass that knowledge on to her, that I understood why I went through the things that I went through, why God allowed these things to happen in my life. Because
exactly.
If I hadn't have gone through that stuff, I wouldn't have been able to help this person.
Exactly. And so often, Alice, we do go through difficult times in our lives that we don't have answers for and don't understand what it is that's happening to us and why it's happening, you know?
Exactly.
But as you are saying, God's got a purpose for these things in our lives, and he wants to train us through these experiences. Today, we're going to talk about the power of prayer and why prayer is such an integral part of you being chosen. And what are you chosen for? So this is going to be cool. I'm excited about this. And we're going to start out with a song, If My People Pray by Avalon. And this comes from 2 Chronicles, where God says, if my people will humble themselves and pray and seek me, then I'm going to turn and bless them. So we're going to talk about how all this is interrelated. We are so glad that each of you have joined us today on Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. You have time to call a friend to join us today. We don't have email up and running today because I'm the only one here in the studio and I just can't do it all at the same time. So that's all right. But you can always email us during the week, pastor@beaconofhopeministries.com, with any questions or comments. Listen to this song, If My People Pray. God's mercy reveals. Wow, I love that song. If My People Pray, you're listening to Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. And Deben Alice, I'm sure you're on there somewhere. there you are, good. I'm going to direct us to 1 Peter chapter 1 for a couple verses. And I want you guys to feel free to jump in here. And then at the 5 o'clock time, I'll really want to dialogue with you. But feel free to jump in here as I'm teaching some of this and just speak up, you know, because I can't see your hand there over there in Houston. So you're just going to have to, you know, do something. Yeah. Pastor, say something. I don't care. Okay. 1 Peter chapter 1. I want us to look down at verse 13 in the Message Bible. So roll up your sleeves. Put your mind in gear. You know what Peter's calling for here? He's calling for action. He's calling for us to, you know, when you roll up your sleeves, you're ready to get some work done, right? Your mind in gear. Get with it. You know, this show today will change your life if you want it to and if you allow it to, because it's God coming through the airwaves, speaking to you and telling you there is a different way that you can live. And it is with your whole purpose and your reason to be on this planet to fulfill God's desire for your life. And this has everything to do with the subject of prayer today. Everything about talking to God. So Peter starts out here by saying, roll up your sleeves, put your mind in gear, be totally ready to receive the gift that's coming when Jesus arrives. Now, we know that Jesus came to this earth. He died on the cross for us. And one day he's coming back for the second coming of Jesus. In the meantime, he is in heaven, sitting by the right side of the Father, interceding for us. He's praying for us. And the Holy Spirit was sent here when Jesus went back to heaven. The Holy Spirit came to do a work in us, to talk to us, to prompt us who to pray for, to teach us things that we need to deal with in our lives. God's Holy Spirit, the third part of the Trinity, is here working among us and in us. If you're a child of the living God, then God's Holy Spirit lives in you. So let's go on to verse 18 of 1 Peter chapter 1. And this is the Message Bible again. Your life is a journey you must travel with a deep consciousness of God. Now, I propose to you today that a lot of people live this life. Let's say most people live this life without a deep consciousness of God. They're just doing their own thing. And it's not a matter of going through the day having a conversation with God, which I want to talk to you, Deb and Alice, about that whole concept in a few minutes. So if one of you can write down some notes as I'm teaching here and bring me back to that point, that will be great. So there, we've got to learn to live our journey here with a deep consciousness of God, very aware of Him. And I think a lot of us go through life not being aware that we're chosen of God for a purpose, not being aware that God is right here working in us and with us day in and day out, trying to cause us to understand our purpose, our direction, why we're here, what He wants us to do. And this show today, we're going to talk about this. One of the things that you are called to do is to be a priest. It's to be a priest. And so let's go over to 1 Peter chapter 2 and look at verses 9 and 10 with me. You are the ones chosen by God. Again, I'm teaching now the Message Bible. Chosen, there's that word again. If you write in your Bible, I want you to mark that word chosen. God has chosen you. You say, well, what about this person or that person? They're not chosen. Oh, yeah, God has chosen everyone. But He expects you to decide whether or not you want to be chosen, whether or not you want to be a part of the team, whether or not you want to fulfill your destiny that God has for you on this earth, whether or not you choose to find out what it is, and whether or not you choose to fulfill it. So let's read on here in 9 and 10 of 1 Peter chapter 2. You are the ones chosen by God, chosen, there's the word again, for the high calling of priestly work. And Deb and Alice, that's what we're going to talk about. The high calling of priestly work. Chosen, Again, we see the word three times in this verse. Chosen by God, chosen for a high calling, a priestly work, and the third thing, chosen to be a holy people. So there's three things right here, and if you take notes, get them all down. You are chosen by God. You are chosen for the high calling, a priestly work, which I'm going to talk about in a few minutes. You are chosen to be a holy people. That is very important, that third part of this whole thing of being chosen. The chosen to be a holy people is extremely important, and what does it mean? I think a lot of us grew up in churches and situations where we thought the only time you could apply the word holy was to God. Or maybe some of you grew up in churches where the definition of holiness was how long your hair was or wasn't, how short your skirt was or wasn't, how whether or not you wore earrings or makeup, or whether or not you played cards or danced. Those things were given a connotation of holiness versus unholy behavior, which, again, I'm going to talk about with Devin Alice in a few minutes. We are chosen to be a holy people, but it has nothing to do with the length of your skirt or how high the beehive is on your head, okay? We are chosen to be a holy people, so let's go on with this. God's instruments. God has chosen you for a reason. He wants you to be his instrument. Now, think of a musical instrument. A piano or a flute, or last night I was watching some of the celebration in Washington, D.C., and this lady was dressed in red in this big symphony orchestra that was playing there on the water there in Washington, D.C., and suddenly it was her turn to play her instrument, and she stood up, and a very attractive lady, she had a violin, and she absolutely made that thing talk. I mean, it was incredible. She used that instrument to really, it just kind of enhanced the fireworks that were going on behind her in the picture, and she allowed herself to play that instrument and to be a very effective way of stirring people to patriotism, let's say, because that's what was going on last night. And God says you are an instrument to do his work and speak out for him. He's got a job for you to do. He wants you to do his work. What is his work? Let's write that down, Deb and Alice. What is his work? And to speak out for him and to tell others of the night and day difference he made for you. From nothing to something. From nothing to something. When you get a hold of the concept that you are chosen by God, that he wants to bring you from nothing to something, that he wants to change your life from just going to work, you know, watching a little TV when you get home, going to bed, getting up and doing it all over again, all of that mundane stuff that is life. Yeah, it can be exciting in that, you know, you have other people in your life, you have children, grandchildren like I do, you have all kinds of other stuff going on that makes life more exciting and more challenging, but still, that's just your earthly life. That is not what you've been called to do. That is just part of being human and living on this planet, you know, cooking dinner, doing laundry, and all those things are important. They're great and they're wonderful. They enhance our life, but that's not the real purpose you are here in this world. So let me read this sentence again. I'm going to read all of 9 and 10, so try to get this down on the inside of you. And after the show, maybe you can meditate on these verses and just see what God is saying to you. I'm in 1 Peter chapter 2, 9 and 10. Here it is again. You are the ones chosen by God. There's the word, chosen. Chosen for a high calling, a priestly work. Amen. Chosen to be a holy people. God's instruments to do his work and speak out for him, to tell others of the night and day difference he made for you, from nothing to something, from rejected to accepted. And that is huge. From rejected to accepted. Now, let's go up to verse 1 of 2 Peter chapter 2 before we get our station ID in here in just a couple minutes, and then we'll get back with you, Deb and Alice. Let's go. I want to set the stage here for 2 chapter 2, verse 1. So clean house, Peter says. I love to clean house. I love to mop all my tile. I love to clean house. I love a clean house. I don't like clutter. I don't like dirt. I love the feeling when I get that hot water in my mop bucket and the cleaning solution, usually Pine Sol or something like that. And I take that great big, I have a big industrial janitorial mop for all my tile, because living in Florida here. And I love to clean house. It makes me feel so much better. And Peter is saying we've got to learn to clean house emotionally. On the inside, this is part of becoming what God has called you to be. So listen to these words. Make a clean sweep of malice and pretense, envy, and hurtful talk. Whoa, that's huge. Listen to that again. Make a clean sweep of malice and pretense. Boy, that's a lot to talk about right there. Envy and hurtful talk. You've had a taste of God. Now, like infants at the breast, drink deep of God's pure kindness. Kindness. That's what it's all about. You're chosen to be kind. You're chosen to walk in God's kindness. Then you'll grow up mature and whole in God. And then Peter goes on to talk about being a part of the foundation, the living stone of the whole work that God is doing. So now I want to go over to chapter 3 and get in a couple lines here from chapter 3 of 1 Peter, verse 8. Summing up, be agreeable. Oh, wow. Could preach a whole sermon on people that are disagreeable. You know, you don't have to agree with everybody to be agreeable. You can agree to disagree. That's another thing to write down there, Alice. As you're making those notes, I can see you. Be agreeable, be sympathetic, be loving, be compassionate, be humble. All this goes along with priestly work right here. Let me read them again. Be agreeable, be sympathetic, be loving, be compassionate, be humble. That goes for all of you. No exceptions. Some of you maybe think, oh, that's just for the pastor. We want the pastor to be all those things. And you know what? The pastor should be all those things. And God is working on each of us pastors around this world so that we become more like Jesus. And that's what this description is. Be agreeable, be sympathetic, be loving, be compassionate, be humble. And he goes on, Peter says, that goes for all of you, no exceptions, all of you, no retaliation, no sharp-tongued sarcasm, wow, instead bless, that's your job, to bless. You'll be a blessing and also get a blessing. That whole topic of blessing, we are going to talk about as we talk about this high priestly work that we're supposed to do. Before we do that, I want to read you just a few lines God gave me last Sunday morning as I was preparing for the service at Beacon of Hope. And if you want a copy of this, you can write me at pastor@beaconofhopeministries.com and you can have one. So listen, it's not very long. Listen to this. This is God talking to us. So rejoice. Suffering and pain last for a season and a reason, but joy comes in the morning. Your answers are found in my word. Read, study, meditate, and discuss it. Your answers are there. So take time to thank me before you see the answers. Take time to praise me for taking care of you, providing for you, always being there for you, and surrounding you with my angelic protection. Speak my word, this is prayer, and watch me answer your deepest needs. Declare my word, watch me perform miracles for you. Yes, rejoice now. Your day of deliverance has come. You are the redeemed, so say so. Wow. Let's go to station identification. Don't go anywhere. Deb and Alice are coming right back on the air with us.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network, AM 1340 WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa, St. Petersburg, and AM 1350 WDCF, Dade City, Zephyr Hills, and Wesley Chapel.
All right. You're listening to Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries, and my special co-hosts today are Deb and Alice. And you guys are in Houston, are you not?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, you are. And we're right over here in Clearwater, Florida. Not that far away, you know, stone's throw, whatever, you know.
It's only a 15-hour drive.
There you go. It's only a 15-hour drive. But, you know, the blessing is of modern technology is that we can do this show like this, remote. I'm here, you're there, and it still works. And people can still get the blessings of listening to the ministry that you two have to share. I had a lot to cram into that segment, so I need to take a deep breath and and let's see where we're going to start here with this big discussion, because I honestly believe, guys, that people so often don't realize God has chosen them for anything to do. They just really feel like they're just kind of floundering around. Can any of you comment, either of you comment on that?
Well, the one thing for me, I mean, I can honestly tell you that, you know, I felt a call in my life as a teenager.
Okay. Me too. Yeah.
I didn't know what I was supposed to do with that or where it was supposed to go.
Right.
And I really didn't, even though I was a member of a church and a leader in my youth group, and I didn't feel like I had anybody to show me.
Right.
What I was supposed to do. And I didn't really feel God saying, okay, go open this door and go this way. And, you know, I just didn't feel it. So
right.
I just kind of put it on the back burner. But I think the other larger part of that is that when you say, you know, that we're chosen, that God has chosen us.
Right.
Most people, or we've talked about this before, most people think, okay, that means I have to be a pastor of a church.
Right.
Or that means I have to be a missionary and I've got to go to Africa.
Right.
You know, and that's not what it means.
It's not what it means.
Once I figured that out, and it took me a long time to figure out that it doesn't necessarily mean that I'm going to be a pastor of a church or I'm going to be an evangelist, but at
right.
the same time, I am an evangelist in my own way.
Exactly.
We're all evangelists in our own way when we minister to other people.
Exactly right.
And that ministry can be something as large as, you know, Alice being in charge of the prayer ministry for
right.
Beacon of Hope and
yes.
in our vast expanse of people that we have involved in that.
Right.
You know, it can be something like co-hosting the radio show.
Yes.
It can also be standing in the line at the grocery store and carrying on a conversation with someone that you don't know and imparting your belief in God and God's word to that person.
Right. Exactly.
You know, it's just the little steps that make you a minister in Christ, that make you work towards that being chosen by God.
Well, and interesting that you use the term minister, because the term actually means in the original Greek to be a servant leader.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if you're a servant, you are doing what the master is telling you to do, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. And if you're a leader, that means you are stepping out maybe in directions that you're not exactly sure where you're going, but you know you're supposed to. And then as you step out, other people follow, you know? That servant leader concept is ministry. And is prayer ministry, Alice? I'm going to direct a question to you. And if so, what happens there? And why are we supposed to be doing that? That's a lot of questions at you. So just kind of go wherever you feel.
That is a lot of questions. You know, I believe prayer is a ministry.
Yes. That was the right answer, Alice. That was good.
Yeah, I believe prayer is a ministry. It can touch so many lives.
Amen.
Just for instance, you know, somebody comes to you with a prayer need and you say, okay, let's pray. And
right.
to me, I always think, you know, that's the best time is when that need comes to you. Stop right then and there and pray.
Right. If you can. Sometimes you can't.
Right, if you can, you know. But, you know, when you pray and God, you know, answers that prayer, that person is going to take that answered prayer and is going to share that experience with somebody else.
Yes.
They're going to say, hey, look what happened. I prayed for this, and this is how God answered it. And, you know, isn't God great? And so not only is their faith built, but whoever they share that episode with, that experience with, those people's faith are going to be
absolutely
and blessed as well. So it's just one prayer, you know, one time of you know, sitting with God and having a conversation with Him can touch so many lives. You know, it's like you're sitting in the center of the circle and all these spokes are going out everywhere.
Well, that is exactly the way it's supposed to be, you know. But I believe there's a whole lot of people out there that do not realize that they're chosen to be a prayer warrior. Let's call it a warrior. You know, we hear about weekend warriors. Those are people who just do all their exercising on the weekend and then they're exhausted and go back to work. And you know what I'm talking about?
Let me share this with you, Pastor.
Okay.
When I first got to know the Lord, I was a young person, and I felt that, you know, there's something that God wants me to do. I always had that calling on my life. I suppose I may not have realized it was a calling, but
okay.
You know, that pull on your heart, that
yes,
and on your mind as well, that, you know, God has something for you to do. And you're like, okay, well, I really don't want to go to Africa,
right.
And you know, I don't feel comfortable standing up in front of a bunch of people and
sure.
And all this, but I still had that pull, that call. You know, God wants, there's something that God has for you to do. And I'm thinking, okay, well, you know, if I'm going to be doing whatever God wants me to do, be doing, then, you know, the first thing that I need to be able to do is know how to pray. And I don't know how to pray. And I don't know the first thing about praying. And how am I supposed to do it? Some people say these prayers by memory, and they always say the same prayers. And some people pray in other ways. And, you know, I don't know what's the right way to do it. I don't know anything.
Right.
So I started getting books.
Okay.
And reading them.
Okay.
And I'm thinking, okay, well, I'll read this book, and they tell me pray this way. And I'll read that book, and they tell me, well, I'll pray that way. And I'm like, okay, well, they're different, but it's still talking to God, you know?
Right.
And I always felt through the whole experience that prayer was like the weakest part of my walk with God.
Wow. Okay.
And that was something that I needed to keep working on and keep building on because it wasn't good enough.
Do you think maybe the devil put those thoughts in your mind, Alice, so that you would not pray, maybe because you just didn't think you were doing it right, whatever
yes,
right is?
Yes, I do. I do think that, and
okay.
I still think that because I still feel very weak in my prayer ministry, prayer life, or whatever. And Deb's over here shaking her head no.
And
but you know, the funny thing is, Pastor, when we started going there to Beacon of Hope, you know, one of the first, God just moved.
Right.
You know, one of the
yes.
things that I noticed that Beacon of Hope needed, that they, you know, that was something that was lacking, was a prayer ministry. And
right.
I don't know if it's because of, you know, I've spent so much time thinking about prayer and you know, in prayer and all that, that was just something that just tweaked in my head. It was the Holy Spirit. I know that
oh,
now.
Yeah.
But
absolutely. Yes.
At the time, I was like, you know, okay, I don't know why. But, you know, I sat down and I said, okay, well, you know, if we do this and we do this and we do that, you know, maybe, you know, Pastor would, you know, go for this. And I kind of gave a piece of paper to you and said, okay, here, do with it whatever you want.
I remember the night you handed it to me on a Wednesday night after church. Here, these are some ideas for a prayer ministry. And
right.
What did I say to you, Alice?
Go for it.
You do it.
Basically,
if God's put it in your heart, you need to be doing this. And you are still the head of our prayer ministry, even though now you live in Houston, because with computers these days, it doesn't matter where you are, right?
That's right. And, you know, I have got so many blessings from this. It's increased my faith.
Amen.
Seeing what, you know, God is doing and how God is answering prayers and how God is bringing, you know, the whole nation, the whole world together.
Right.
Just through this one prayer ministry.
Right.
Because, you know, we've got people everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, that are involved with this prayer ministry. And it's, you know, people will send an email, hey, I've got this prayer request. And, you know, as soon as I get to it, or as soon as I get it, or can get to it because of work and all that, I'll send the prayer request out to everybody. And, you know, it's amazing seeing how many lives are being touched.
Exactly.
Because people are not only sending prayer requests in for themselves, but they're sending them in for
other people,
their co-workers.
Absolutely.
People that they've met, friends, family, extended family, you know, the co-workers, friends, big
right.
brothers, uncle, son, you know. It's just,
that
it's
so
amazing.
True. And we want people to do that. We want you, those of you listening right now, to understand that all you have to do is send a quick email to prayers, P-R-A-Y-E-R-S, prayers at beaconofhopeministries.com. Go straight to Alice, and she will make sure that it gets into a prayer format and sent back out to the prayer team. And Alice, is there room for anybody else to be on the prayer team?
Oh, definitely. Whoever wants to, whoever feels, you know, that little tug in their heart that, oh, you know, that might be something that I could do is pray for somebody when an email
right.
comes across. I could do that. Well, you know, just send your email information to me and we'll get it you on the list and make sure that you get a copy of the prayers that come out.
Exactly. You know, I want to go back to this sentence from 1 Peter 1, verse 18. Your life is a journey that you must travel with a deep consciousness of God. Where does that sentence fit in to this whole concept of prayer? Deb or Alice, whoever wants to answer that. Your life is a journey you must travel with a deep consciousness of God.
What that means to me is that I have to keep in the back of my mind that no matter where I go or what I'm doing, that God is there with me.
Right.
God is there beside me. Sometimes God is in front of me, leading me.
Right.
And it's not always that easy to constantly think, okay, you know, God's right there. You know, you think you're doing your own thing, and you think you're going your own way, and that it's your deal. It's not God's deal. But it's real important to remember that every step you take, everything you do, God is there with you.
Absolutely.
Whether you're taking the right step or the wrong step. And if you're taking the wrong step, at some point, something is going to jump out in front of you and wave that little red flag, and you're going to go, maybe I need to go the other way. And
exactly.
I've learned to believe and I've learned to trust that that's God doing that.
Amen. And what about when your back is up against the wall? Because I've often said, I feel like that's when people learn to pray, when they're in a crisis, when they're in a difficult situation, maybe they're losing something or a relationship or whatever, and they're just distraught.